you for the rest.
Let's go. Let's go.
Now you're tuned in to the best.
Y'all know the name.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Entertainment Man Podcast. I'm your host, Chris the Man of the Podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. It's good to be back again, and I did something stupid. I got to share this story because it's kind of my own stupidity and not thinking about, you know, doing this, you know, like doing this mistake. I had this recorded yesterday, and, you know, I was talking about, you know, self-doubt, which I need to pull that up, and it's gonna be a second here. Let me talk while I'm looking for it for you guys for the podcast. I had it recorded, and, you know, everything went good. I finished up. I was late last night. I was gonna edit it. I was gonna have it up this morning from 9 a.m. and, you know, it did not get done. So now I have to re-record it. But what happened was I ended up playing a video game. I think it was like Luck Be the Landlord or something like that. So it was, every time the game goes up, then I need to, the audacity goes down. So I have to remember to save. And I've said that in the blog today too. I said that in the blog as well. So that is, you know, that was actually self-doubt, actually. And that's what we're talking about today. What a segue to talk about what I've done to, you know, self-doubt. Because, you know, I was self-doubting, I'm not going to get this episode this week. There can be no episode this week. And I'm already a day late. Well, over a day late now. But, yeah, it just has been a struggle. It has been a struggle recently when it comes to getting this episode out in particular. So another thing I've been self-doubting about was the CBLW show. And now, mind you, the CBLW show is doing very well, and it's actually back on track. I'll talk about that briefly in a minute. But, you know, we had issues with the, I guess I'll talk about it now. I'm not thinking clearly right now because I'm trying to rush and get this done, and I don't want to rush this and, you know, get this done too quick. But anyways, we were on a platform. It's not even worth mentioning the platform. If you really guys want to know what platform we were using, you can always email me, entertainmentmanpod@gmail.com, if you are wondering. But we are now with Spotify, I can say that, and they were awesome. They were a very awesome. The support was amazing from them, and they really helped me getting things going getting the CBLW show on that platform as well. We're still with CastBox on this one. This one is still on CastBox. We haven't moved officially or anything. We're not going to move anytime soon. But I was really self-doubting myself with the CBLTW show, and I was really doubting that, we're not gonna get back on track. We're not gonna, you know, get back on, like, getting back to recording. And I was contemplating just ending the CBLTW show, which meant, you know, Larry would have been out of a job and off the team, which I was not willing to do, because, you know, I have been very, very, very loyal to Larry over the years, and I don't want to break up this amazing team. That's another good point, is just, I don't want to break up this team, because this team has been so amazing. Like, this community, this team has been so amazing. The community's been amazing. You know, I just don't want to, you know, let you guys down. And, you know, I'm glad we kept it. We went through it, through all the problems. We fixed it. We're on Spotify. Look at the YouTube. If you look at the podcast, the CBLW show has like 400 plus views, probably over 500 views already. And it's only been a short little time that we've been on YouTube posting again. So it does prove that I am doing we are doing something right with the podcast. So that is very much, I'm very proud of that. I'm very, very, very proud of that. I'm very proud that, you know, it has done well and it continues to thrive and, you know, thrive each and every day. And I'm glad to, you know, to continue on with the podcast. But, you know, I started coming up with ideas too, like, we can do like a series, like a TV series on, you know, youtube.com/@crispyontheweb. That's where you actually can find a lot of the audio onlys and the videos of Entertainment Man podcast, this podcast, and the other podcasts as well. So, you know, I started coming up with ideas. We considered the serial show as a series, like we did with the Entertainment Man talk show at one point of our careers. You know, we were thinking about it greatly. You know, we listen to YouTube on the video format, but, you know, it would be still recorded in the studio, the studio until Larry moves, because as you know, Larry is moving sometime this year, probably by the summer. He will be no longer in this part of Ontario. He'll be northbound he'll be moving north. So I will let you guys know when the big move happens and when and if it happens. I mean, will happen. So we'll let you know when it happens and what entails the summer. And probably in the summer, you're probably going to get a lot of Corner Gas content probably too by then. But, you know, I'm glad I kept going with the CBL of the show. I am proud of myself for continuing to, you know, work through all the issues, you know. But other than that, you know, self-doubt is when you're doubting myself. And that was that's a prime example right there of me doubting myself. And I was just doubting myself, I can't do this. I can't do this podcast anymore. I can't do this. I can't do that. You know, I just was really doubting myself. And I'm proud of myself for continuing to work through all the issues. And, you know, I was weighing the pros and cons. Like, remember, we've talked about that in the podcast before in the past. You know, we've talked about it previously. And, you know, I'm glad we talked about it because it's important to weigh your pros and cons. I'm not going to go through it again, but, you know, it very much help when you're having self-doubt. I've noticed that because I kind of weigh my pros and cons. Okay, this is the con of me just quitting, or this is the pro of me staying, you know, and which way does the balance go either way with the pros and cons of, you know, ending the podcast and all that. So that is very important. That is very, very, very important. And I also spoke a lot about our boundaries too. And I'm saying our because I'm speaking for the whole team, Sarah, Kevin, Larry, myself. You know, we always, you know, try to figure out our boundaries and what boundaries we have, you know, with certain things. So, you know, it is important to have some boundaries and not to overdo stuff, and we're not going to with the other podcasts. That's a good example right there. We're not going to overdo myself. Like this podcast, that's why I went back to once a week. I only went to once a week because, you know, two shows of this podcast plus, you know, the CBLW show, that's like three shows a week. You know, I'm still doing three shows a week with the other podcast now, so it's completely, you know, flipped. It's completely flipped around. You know, self-doubt for me personally, you know, I feel like I've become a failure. You know, I can't do this. Basically, a lot of negative thoughts that, you know, go into your head. You know, I'm normally a positive person. You know, sometimes I struggle to remember that. And, you know, I still have my down days. I still feel like some days I'm feeling down on myself. And, you know, I just don't feel like doing anything. Today's a good example. I didn't feel like doing anything, but I push myself into, you know, working on this podcast, getting it done, getting all the episodes done for the week. That way I can just sit back and work on the YouTube channel a little bit more, get all the videos up and running. And I know I haven't been posting as often as you guys expected, but, you know, I'm working on it. So please be patient with me. Once I get all the episodes up to 2024 last year, then I can actually start working on other content. I continue working on recording. Well, I will be recording in between, but I mean, working on new episodes as well. So, back to what we were talking about. You know, I also think about positive thinking too. You know, and that's a good example right there is what I just was talking about was when I get, you know, done all, re-uploading all the old episodes, you know, I can start working on, you know, the new stuff. I got, you know, papers and papers here for both podcasts I want to work on. So I want to get that done. I want to get some more videos done too. I haven't done a video for, you know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. That's another thing I got to address some at some point about the TikTok ban. Not on the podcast, but I'm going to talk about it in a video. It's a bit of a, you know, I am worried because there's a couple things I want to talk about with that. Also, there's a thing about the storage stuff I want to explain because you guys have seen. We have double storage in here now. We have a lot of space and it's very spacious in here. But, you know, I need to start thinking positive and, you know, I'm going to get out of this rut. I'm going to get out of this this big heap that I'm in. Well, not big heap, but you know what I mean. Like, you guys know exactly what I mean. Anyways, you know, I try to think positive at all times. You know, yeah, we'll all have our own struggles from time to time. And, you know, we all have self-doubt. We all, you know, have our own struggles each and every day. And I've talked about this to a lot of people on, you know, Instagram and Facebook and X and, you know, TikTok and everywhere. We're everywhere on the podcast. We are everywhere with this podcast, with both podcasts. We are, we're everywhere. We are definitely everywhere, on social media, but you know, I'm glad that, you know, like I'm glad I can stay positive. That is what is mostly important too. You want to stay positive, right? That's the most important thing in the world. And, I need to be more positive and I gotta start thinking, you know, more positively than negatively. And you know, sometimes it's hard to do that though, because you need to, sometimes you just start thinking negatively and, you know, you're putting yourself down. You're basically putting yourself down and, you know, you're not thinking straight and it's a struggle. And we all struggle with the negative thoughts from time to time. It's tough. It is a really tough thing to deal with, but you know, we all deal with it and, you know, we get through it in the end and it takes time to, you know, get back into the swing of things and feel positive and, you know, whatnot. But you have to, trust me, we all go through it. It's part of our lives, actually. It is. It's part of our lives. Like, we, every day, we are always, like, thinking, we're always, we always can have good days, you know, and we have good days, bad days, and I've had a few bad days, and I know I said this yesterday when I recorded this originally, that I've been having bad days about once a week I've been having bad days. So you know, I'm trying my best to stay positive. I'm trying my best to, you know, keep the positivity flowing and not self-doubting myself. And I think problem solving is a great thing, and that's probably why I have a whiteboard next to me here in the studio, because I can go on the whiteboard. I'm like, okay, pros and then cons, and then write it down, and then that will help me decide how that is going to help me down the road. So it's good. I really want to start doing that, and that's probably one good reason I have a whiteboard next to me on the wall here in the studio. So it does help a lot. I can write that down, and I have the marker and the eraser there, so that really does help a lot as well. But remember what me saying, you have to weigh your pros and cons. And pros and cons, so important. I didn't realize how pros and cons, weighing your pros and cons are so important in this day and age. Like, really, you know, especially if you're dealing with self-doubt or you're feeling negative thoughts as well. No, I think I'm going to rename this podcast because, sorry, I'm going off script here for a second. I'm going to rename this to, you know, dealing with self-doubt and negative thought. I think that's what I'm going to call this episode. I think that's what I'm going to do. I like this because I'm really happy with the result of this. Anyways, you know, I'm always seems to be posting, being talking about you know, weighing your pros and cons a lot, you know? And it just seems to be anything that I have to deal with, like anything I, you know, talk about on the podcast, I always go back to talking about weighing your pros and cons and thinking positively, you know, positive. And it just seems to be an ongoing thing for me where I'm actually going back to talking about, you know, talking about positive thoughts and weighing your pros and cons and, you know, boundaries. And we talked about boundaries earlier for a few minutes there, or I did. I talked about the boundaries for a few minutes there. You know, all of that is all intertwined to all of this. It's all intertwined. It's amazing. It is just so amazing that, you know, it all comes together as part of the discussion I'm creating today on this podcast. I just can't believe, this is probably one of the best episodes I'm going to be doing ever, because I am really proud of this. And, you know, remember, you're not alone. You are never alone when it comes to, you know, self-doubt, negative thought. I keep saying negativity, I don't know why. Negative thought. You know, you're dealing with self-doubt, or you're just feeling down on yourself, and, you know, you're putting yourself down. You are not alone. And there's always people out there to talk to when you're, you know, feeling down on yourself. There's always some kind of, you know, text line or line that you can call them. But, you know, there is always someone out there that will listen to you. And I always encourage you guys to, you know, reach out to someone and talk to someone, whether it's your parents, your friend, you know, to a healthcare professional. You know, there's always someone out there to talk to. And, you know, there is just, and you always can reach out to me as well. Like, you know, I'm always a ear for you guys to hear me talk to you guys about, you know, self-doubt, like anything in the self-improvement field. You know, you have a question or you want to get on a 30-minute call, you know, I'm always there for you guys. I am always there. You know, I can always send me an email and I'll send you the link to the, it's on the website. It's just 30-minute call under the community tab on the chrisfeatherweb.com. So I'm always open to, you know, a free call for 30 minutes just to discuss something, and hopefully it helps you in the future too. I really hope it does help you, and I'm going to implore you guys to utilize that little tool, that 30-minute call tool, and maybe you guys will inspire me to do other topics that will help. And maybe I'll bring back talking about, you know, weighing your pros and cons, talking about thinking positive, also boundaries as well. Like anything out there that you want me to talk about, please do let me know. Like, let me know if you want to hear something, like another topic that you have that you want me to talk about. And I'm open to anything and everything, as long as it is appropriate for the channel, because, and appropriate for the podcast. This is a PG podcast, always has been, always will be. But I appreciate it, I really do. Anyways, that is it for me. That is the episode for today. If you're new to the podcast, please do follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to the show. I can't talk now. Follow my personal Instagram, producerchris85 on Instagram, Crispy on the Web on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys on Sunday for another episode of Entertainment Man Podcast. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.